Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, in the span of a generation, water has bizarrely gone from being boring but necessary to a style statement. And how did we end up being so water obsessed? And more importantly, from a health point of view, is this a major leap forward? I definitely have to admit, I love drinking my water all day, every day, but the amount of information out there has me so confused. And to cut through it all and give us the facts, I'm happy to say that I'm joined by registered dietitian Orla Walsh. Orla, you're very welcome along to the show today.
Thank you for having me on. It's one of my favourite topics.
We're talking about water?
Yeah, because it's such an essential nutrient. It's the most essential one. But I think people go, yeah, I'm supposed to drink 2 litres or something. And that's as much airtime as it gets. Yeah. But really, we should be talking about it a lot more.
Okay, well, let's get straight into it. Before we get into the health end of this, why do you think that the obsession with drinking water has grown so dramatically in recent times?
I think what happens is studies are done, research is done, it accumulates and it trickles down then into media. And sometimes the news headlines can be quite stark and quite startling, and people listen and they just jump on that bandwagon. Mm. But I think it's always been important. It's just now, like you said, it is a bit of a fashion statement. People look like they're bringing the top of a water cooler around with them. You know?
I feel like I'm walking around with a wheelie bin.
Exactly. It's like a family's worth of fluid, you know, and, you know, much bigger sometimes than they are. So I think there's a lot of misinformation around the topic too.
Well, let's get straight into that. So, okay, because there is obviously the buzz around social media, and you now have these massive water bottles. You've got your travel water bottles. You've got little bags for your water bottles. I'm partaking in it all, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I have one of those bags too.
Fantastic. Okay. I think they're absolutely gorgeous.
They are.
But, you know, how do we know, like, I'm so confused about when I'm supposed to be drinking water, how much water I'm supposed to be drinking. So let's start with that. They're just the basics.
So some of the basics. Okay, so we need to front load our water. So the mistake that people make is they barely drink anything throughout the day, and then they drink loads in the evening and then have to wake up 2 or 3 times in the night to pee. So really front load it. Overnight, so we lose water 2 different ways. One's called insensible losses, one's sensible losses. In other words, we breathe out water. And when we're talking, you'll find at the end of, you know, this morning, you'll need more water today because you're talking more. Yeah. And so we lose water overnight through a little bit of sweat as well. And we lose around 500 mils overnight. And that's the water we need to replace first thing in the morning.
So like small little bottle of water we're losing overnight?
Yeah, like a pint.
Stop.
Yeah. But sorry, it's not all sweat. And you
I know.
The bed, but it's just, you know, breathing and just water emitting from our skin and the likes.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is absolutely insane. So front loading. So should I be waking up in the morning and drinking a pint of water straight away?
Yeah. It's my advice to everyone. It's get on top of it and stay hydrated then. You see, if you wait until you're thirsty, it's already too late. You're already dehydrated. And we know that even 1 to 2% dehydration will affect things like your cognitive function. So your speed and accuracy of thought, as well as things like your heart rate. Your heart rate will increase. And if you're doing any activity or exercise, the perceived effort and performance will actually be hindered. So, for example, if you went for a run and you were a little bit dehydrated, it would feel harder that day.
Okay, so if I just drink more water, my exercise is going to feel a little bit easier and my life
is more enjoyable. Yeah, and you'll know it yourself the days that you go out and you feel like, oh, I'm like a gazelle running versus, you know, you feel like a hippo. Do you know, and that's the difference hydration can make, as well as, of course, having carbohydrate in your bloodstream.
Yeah, absolutely. So front loading our water, not drinking it too much at night. Like also, if we drink it later on in the evening, I know getting up to go to the toilet is one of the disadvantages of that, but there's obviously more, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose the fundamentals of nutrition is giving your body what it needs when it needs it. Mm-hmm. We don't want our body to struggle and be kind of looking, you know, actually having to send loud signals to our body to say, listen, would you ever drink something? I'm madly thirsty here. Because we know that hydrating well will actually help you live longer without disease. It's that important. And we know that, you know, if you're chronically dehydrated, it will put you at risk of constipation, UTIs, kidney stones. There's a multitude of things. It can be fatal if you go far enough, which most people don't. It is rare enough. But, you know, 10% dehydration, where you lose 10% of your body weight through dehydration, you damage organs, and 20% is fatal. So it is important to make sure you're well hydrated. And it's incredibly important when you do vigorous exercise, because you can become dehydrated within 20 minutes. And water and sweat is important. It's responsible for 80% of our heat loss during exercise. Okay. And it's so incredibly important during exercise, not just in terms of performance and perceived efforts and the likes, but also to cool our core temperature so our body doesn't become overheated.
Okay, so many benefits, obviously, to drinking water. Look, I get a lot of my information in life from TikTok, like everybody else. Now, don't take it to the core, I promise. But there's a lot of conflicting information at the minute, because there's people arguing about what is the best temperature to drink your water at. And that's what I'm always wondering. Like, I love ice cold water, but is room temperature best for like absorbing it?
No, it's okay. Your body will heat it up.
Okay.
And in fact, it will burn calories heating it up. So not many. So
no.
People don't start glugging loads of cool water, but your body is well and truly capable of it. I think it's really important to enjoy what you're drinking so that you drink more, because we know that even in sports, that if it's a tasty fluid, you're inclined to drink more than if it's something that you don't enjoy. And I suppose one thing that people are really happy about is when they hear that tea and coffee does count toward their fluid intake a day.
That's my next question.
that's always in there in the questions. There was one study that said, like, don't get me wrong, caffeine can be a diuretic. So if you drank around 700 mils of coffee, maybe you might pee out an extra 100 mils. But that's still 600 mils that you're getting through your coffee consumption. And interestingly, it shows that people who drink coffee regularly, that this might not happen at all, that it might be the exact same as drinking water. So coffee and tea definitely do count.
Okay, but pint of water in there somewhere, or like a little bit of cordial or something on top of it if it's a bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's probably varying it. Will make sure that you stay on top of your hydration more and more.
And okay, I know that there isn't a one size fits all for this answer, but ballpark, what should we be drinking in terms of, like, I know you said at the very start of this, 2 litres of water is what everybody reaches for to be like, I've got my 2 litres in, I'm good to go. But it obviously varies person to person.
Yeah, generally we need somewhere between 1.7 to 2.7 litres a day, and because we do get some through our food and then some from our breakdown of food into energy. But I suppose if you want a measure, you could get your weight in kilos and times it by 24, and then your weight in kilos and or 25, and your weight in kilos and times it by 35, and that kind of gives you a sort of a range that you can work with, and just monitor your hydration through your urine. So you want pale urine, and if it's pale, then you're probably well hydrated. And we do know in Ireland that women tend to underconsume by around 700 mils and men by 1.2 litres.
Oh, that's a lot.
This is a horrible thing to a statistic that I saw, is that we drink as much water as we drink tea, but we drink as much water as we drink alcohol. So it's really, I'm not having a go at tea, so don't worry. But, you know, it does show that we're under consuming healthy fluids.
We just got a question in here on 51552 that says, I recently had a gastric bypass and I'm constantly thirsty, but I struggle to drink water as I get full so fast. Any tips for that?
Yeah, so I suppose you're trying to maximize how much you absorb. So you might look at using the likes of electrolytes, but you need to make sure that you're separating your water from your food as well, just to make sure that you are eating enough to function and fuel your body. But, you know, I suppose in that scenario, it depends where she is in her journey, because if she's just recently after a bypass, I'd tell her to go back to her dietitian and talk through it, you know, because everyone's given a dietitian after a bypass surgery. But if she's years past it, what I would just advise her to do is not to sip throughout the day, but instead take in around 150 mils or more at one time, certainly 150, because what happens is gravity helps us absorb it faster.
Okay.
So it doesn't slosh around in our stomach. But when we sip it regularly, it tends to have that sloshing effect.
Okay. We've talked a lot about underconsumption of water and, I mean, you know, women versus men and all that. Is there such a thing as overconsumption of water?
Yeah, it can be fatal. And we used to only really see it in certain circumstances, such as, you know, people doing long distance ultra marathons, and they don't take in enough electrolytes, and there's too little sodium in their system and they die from it. It can be fatal. But unfortunately, with the likes of TikTok, there is water challenges going around where people are consuming vast vast quantities of water in one go, and it has been fatal. I'm not even going to give the hashtag any sort of extra media coverage, but it is dangerous to overconsume, and it can be fatal. People basically drain themselves.
Electrolytes, you've mentioned them a good bit there. Are they for your everyday person, or are they just athletes based?
I suppose it depends on the person and the situation. Like, they can be helpful, for example, if someone has migraine, or if they do a lot of sports, or if they sweat a lot. But generally, we get enough electrolytes through our food and through a healthy, balanced diet. But there'll be electrolytes naturally found in milk, and that's why milk is more hydrating than water, because of the electrolytes and also a bit of carbohydrate within it.
Never knew that. Yeah. That's a very, very interesting fact today. What about if you feel like you're drinking enough water, but you still feel a little bit thirsty? Like, should you be looking into that a bit more?
You know, if there's anything unusual happening in your body, you should go to your GP and discuss it. It's just another piece of information that they might need to know, and a piece of the puzzle for you. But generally speaking, most people aren't consuming enough fluid, and it's probably that.
Orla, thank you so much for coming in with us today and bringing a lot of clarity on it and actually simplifying it a whole lot more. The milk one was a great one for me. Who would have thought, as humans, that we need to talk about just drinking more water the whole time? Dietitian Orla Walsh, thank you so much.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.